Hello, this is Kathy Hart, host of the Health First Radio Show. Today we have some great guests on. In the first half, we're going to talk to Kate Room, a naturopathic physician, on stress. And in the second half, we've got Lisa Kilgore, BC's favorite nutrition, talking about mushrooms. But first, here's Alan with the Health First News.
For people very sick with COVID-19, access to a mechanical ventilator can mean life or death. Trouble is, they're in short supply in the United States and around the world. Now, research suggests that a widely used clot-busting stroke drug might help COVID-19 patients who can't access a ventilator or who fail to improve even when they do gain access. The research focuses on a drug called tissue plasminogen activator, which is normally used to quickly dissolve blood clots that cause strokes or heart attacks. New data from China and Italy suggests that people with COVID-19 have a significant blood clotting disorder. A study on the TPA was published online March 20th in the Journal of Trauma and Acute Care Surgery. The Centers for Disease Control has heartbreaking advice for moms in maternity wards. Stay away from your newborn if you have COVID-19. The recommendation also applies to new moms in the hospital who doctors suspect may have the disease. The CDC says experts don't know yet whether newborns who get COVID-19 have a greater chance of health complications. But to play it safe, it suggests hospitals temporarily put babies in a separate room if their mother has a suspected or confirmed case of COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus. CDC officials say doctors should first talk to mothers about the risks and benefits of separating from their babies. Researchers at the Mount Sinai Health System say they developed a test that can find out if you already have had or were infected with the new coronavirus. The test is called a serological enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay, or ELISA for short. It checks whether or not you have antibodies in your blood to SARS-CoV-2, the scientific name of the new coronavirus that causes COVID-19. Researchers say ELISA works like antibody tests for other viruses, such as hepatitis B. It will show whether your immune system, the body's defense against germs, made contact with SARS-CoV-2 even months before. Social distancing measures, such as closing restaurants, bars, and other non-essential businesses, is slowing the spread of the coronavirus in the United States, early evidence suggests. Data show that the number of people with fever, that's an early indication of coronavirus infection, started falling almost immediately after social distancing measures took effect in some areas, USA Today reported. The findings are from health technology company Kinsa, which analyzed fever readings from more than 1 million thermometers in use across the U.S. Kinsa CEO Inder Singh told USA Today, "When you shut down schools and businesses, you are breaking the chain of infections. The data are showing it is working, and the clusters of fever we were seeing are leveling off and diminishing within days."
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks for the news. Now we have Kate Room, a naturopathic physician, and she is going to be talking to us about stress. So welcome, Kate.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah. In all this in life, how would you describe stress and ways to help us deal with our own bodies, our own immune systems, when so much stress is put upon us?
Mm-hmm. You know, stress is a popular topic always. Stress, anxiety, and insomnia, how we can keep our mood stable and our sleep quality good in times of stress is always a popular topic, but now even more so for lots of reasons, of course. People are under more stress than usual, whether it's working from home with or without kids or not working at all. This is a time when we're under more stress. Basically, you know, stressors are any changes to our lives, to our environments, and specifically ones that are, you know, feel threatening, then this causes us to produce stress hormones, which can make us feel anxious, which can make us feel, interrupt our sleep. In small amounts, these stress hormones are designed to help us cope with and manage stress, but when we're stuck, then we can start to feel pretty bad in the face of stress.
Mm-hmm. And coping with stress, fear, how do we take a break from fear? Like to have constant fear 24/7 has to do something to our bodies. How do we just drop it and get out of that for a little bit?
Well, being in the moment really you know, seeing where you are right this moment, not thinking about tomorrow or next week or a few months from now, but literally where you are right now, and realizing that at this very moment, you are probably not under a physical threat. You are in a safe environment, and focusing on that can make a big difference. And paying attention to breathing. This is actually, it's a simple thing, but it actually makes a profound difference. By slowing down, focusing on your breathing, this does trigger anti-stress changes in the brain that help you relax. So just those two things can make a big difference in the moment. Keep bringing your thoughts back to your breath and to the now.
How about laughter?
Oh, absolutely. I certainly have been making an effort to tune into funnier shows and funny content and avoiding the heavier or more serious stuff that I would normally might be watching. And that's a wonderful way to distract and, of course, just make you feel better. Laughter produces endorphins, and it's something we could all use a lot more of right now.
Absolutely. So the choice is ours to how much of the what we watch that's stressful. So to take time for things that are more fun and to create, to think about being on a retreat in your home, maybe even, because there's so many hours that you can do things that you never thought you might be able to do or have the time for.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We do have time to you know, pick up that online yoga practice maybe, or do things around the house, or reach out with, you know, like through social media in a positive way to our loved ones, seeing their faces. We're lucky in terms of the technology to be able to stay connected.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's amazing that the communication is stronger now than it ever has been, with time to phone grandmas and uncles and aunts and check in on people that you might not even get to in a year.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. As far as nutrients for stress and nutrition, how do we bolster our bodies with maybe routine around it, or ideas of creating things that strengthen us rather than bring us down at such a time?
Mm-hmm. That is, you know, my main focus and the message I'm hoping to get out, because it makes such a difference in terms of mood, stress, sleep quality, what we eat in terms of our regular daily diet, as well as extra nutrients that can help with all of that aspect, you know, all of those aspects of our well-being. Some very basic ones, of course, that are easy still to overlook. Not too much caffeine. Caffeine can give you the jitters, can lead to anxiety. And if you're already feeling stressed or anxious or fearful, then try to look at maybe how much caffeine you're taking, especially not too late in the day when it can interfere with sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much alcohol. If you're more people about, you know, staying home and drinking, there's, you know, lots of jokes going around about that. But it can, you know, help maybe in the moment, but make things worse the next day. As well as alcohol is famous for making you drowsy, but then interfering with sleep later. Red wine in particular is notorious for this. So it is something that can interfere with your sleep quality, which in turn can interfere with how you feel the next day. So that's something to watch out for.
Mm-hmm. And what about routines? We feel a little bit safer when we have a given routine. Is it a good idea to set up some sort of, you know, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock kind of routine to give us that feeling like that we're coping better?
Very much so. The body loves a predictable schedule, and specifically our adrenal glands, which are major organs of stress response, they love a routine. It's really relaxing and comforting to our nervous system to be going to bed at the same time, waking up at the same time, having meals at regular times, even taking exercise at regular times. It sounds a little boring, but that's almost the point. It provides a predictable rhythm to the body that, and the body loves that physical, emotional, and again, that, you know, the neurological system, you know, the brain and the adrenal glands really love that predictable rhythm and routine.
Mm-hmm. And how else can we nourish those adrenals, that fight or flight feeling to feel really nourished and kick down into a relaxed feeling in this time?
Well, there's a few ways. First of all, when it comes to diet, avoiding high glycemic index foods. Now, these are the foods that are, you know, these are the non-perishables that people can store for a long period of time, and they're often comfort foods like bread and cookies, but they will make your blood sugar go up pretty fast, which makes it go down pretty fast, and that blood sugar roller coaster is hard on your stress response. And so, you know, protecting the adrenals by eating protein, fat, and fiber, keeping the blood sugar stable, that is very important. And as well, there are certain nutrients that the adrenal glands need to do their job properly that we can get through diet and or supplements that can make a big difference in our response to stress.
What are some of those?
Off the top of my head, first one that comes to mind is magnesium. This is an anti-stress mineral. We lose more magnesium from our bodies. It becomes depleted when we're under stress. And then that low magnesium state exacerbates the feelings of stress. This is well established. And so, getting in more magnesium is really important and can make a difference with sleep quality. Signs and symptoms of low magnesium include muscle cramps and muscle twitches. And so that can be some ways to tip you off if you don't have enough. I love taking a magnesium supplement at night, especially for relaxed, peaceful sleep quality. And even a little bit throughout the day, or crampy muscles after working out or any time of stress, magnesium is a wonderful stress buster.
Sounds like everybody could use a little extra of that in their diet now. As far as getting adequate protein and having it safe in your house day after day, can you give us ideas of keeping our protein up, feeding our brains with proper protein?
Yeah, protein is so important, especially at the beginning of the day. It sets the tone. Again, it helps with the blood sugar, you know, helps to stabilize your blood sugar throughout the day, keeping you feel full and satisfied. But also the amino acids from the protein will help with your production of neurotransmitters, which, again, when you're under stress, you need that consistent supply for your mood. And there are lots of wonderful protein sources, of course, eggs and meat and a variety of plant-based proteins. But one thing that is wonderful to have on hand, especially for if you want to make sure you have something put aside for an emergency or when supplies run low, is a wonderful protein supplement, either a whey protein or a plant-based protein. These are available on their own or as combinations as part of, say, all-in-one protein combinations. And that's something you can keep in your cupboard, mix it either into a smoothie or just with water or juice or whatever liquid you like. And then you have the basis for a healthy, high-protein meal right in your cupboard.
That sounds good. And really, if our nervous systems are feeling a little ragged, sometimes it's easier to just have a shake of something that's liquid and just keep sipping on it rather than creating big meals with the stress levels.
And you can pack so much nutrition into that. You can get your omega-3s, which are essential for mood. You can throw some magnesium in there, your fiber, and you can just really put so much in that.
Mm-hmm. And that there's no end to the berries and things like the blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, all the frozen foods that you can have stored in your freezer as well to add a real nice colors and nice flavors for this time of year too.
Exactly, and that's your big antioxidant boost, because we know that stress increases free radical damage, and berries contain so many wonderful free radical fighters, not to mention the fiber, which has so many benefits. So yeah, I love the idea of having shakes at this time. And again, yes, it's simple.
Yeah. Kate, we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about stress and alleviating it.